This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America's Night. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with one of the true insiders. That would be former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, you and I keep talking about this, but this is the story that everybody wants to know. It's the whole Trump deal. And I don't think we talked about this the other day, but what was the scoop with Chris Christie standing behind Donald Trump when he was addressing the world after what happened with Super Tuesday?
You know, it's support for Trump. Here's a former opponent. But for Christie's end of it, look, if I was going to be attorney general, I would stand there, too.
And so you think that's what he's doing, and that's what I said, vying for something higher if Trump gets elected.
And he'd make a great AG, honestly. He really would.
I agree with you there, too, if that's the case. So you have the thing with Christie and Donald Trump and what's happening with the rest of the Republicans. Is it just a matter of time? This is the other thing we talked about, and everybody wants to know because we want to put a clock on it. Ben Carson drops out, as he should have. Right. He was getting nothing. Well, right. Who comes next? Is it Rubio?
Rubio's the one out. Kate, honest to goodness, there are going to be courses in college taught on this election, both sides of the aisle, courses for 10 years, because from today, from Mitt Romney, for the next 12 days for the Republicans, this is the most crucial piece of history in 12 days for them that they've yet to see in 35 years, because I believe Rubio is gone, and if he doesn't get out before the 15th, he's going to ruin his political career in Florida. Romney today is going to launch on Trump. They're spending millions of dollars in Florida to go against Trump to help Rubio, not because they like Rubio, they want Trump. But Rubio, I believe, is gone. And if John Kasich wins his home state, it is Trump, Cruz, Kasich, end of the story, riding into the convention.
Wow, so you think Kasich stays in if he wins Ohio?
If he wins Ohio, yeah. I don't care if he wins any other state. Now, he wants to win other states. If he just wins Ohio, he would be out of his mind to get out of this thing. He really would. Because Trump's not going to have enough delegates. He's going to be ahead. The Republicans, if they continue this idiocy, which is what they're doing with Mitt Romney today is going to guarantee Trump some more wins today.
Right.
People that loathe Trump are mad at Mitt Romney right now. We're all calling him Mittens. And it's just going to be ridiculous today what he's doing. But I think that they're going to have a convention, which they've got to be careful because it's going to be open. And if they try to manipulate the whole thing, meaning the party, you know, three or four at the hierarchy, they're going to have pitchforks. They'll need riot police on the floor of the convention. So they need to let nature take its course. But if I were John Kasich and I win Ohio, I'm hanging in there till Cleveland.
Do you think he wins Ohio?
Well, right now it's 31-26. It's awfully close. Ironically, if the cities split, my region of southeastern Ohio I used to represent may very well elect one of them, he or Trump. It's very interesting because I don't know how the cities are going to roll. Trump's 31-26 above him right now. Now, Trump is 39-18 with Rubio. I think Kasich can win his home state. I flip a coin right now between he and Trump. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be fascinating, too. On the other side, one quick one. Hillary Clinton, one of her aides, waves the flag and takes immunity on the email thing. Does that spell trouble?
Yes. Having been personally down this path before of staffers taking immunity and me going head-on in the Justice Department, and you learn lessons. I must say, when it gets to this point, the guy's taking immunity. Now, I think he's taking immunity because he thought he might be the scapegoat. If he said, I knew some stuff was going across the server. So he helped himself. But this is never good. The feds, they ask you the same question 12 times, and if you answer wrong the 13th, all of a sudden you might be indicted. It's how it runs.
Exactly. All right, Bob Ney, a former congressman from Ohio, Talk Media News, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So you heard Bob there. That's so interesting, isn't it, that Kasich, and not even realizing that, I would just never have thought, it makes sense if you think of the amount of delegates, that Kasich stays in. And I like his analogy about what will happen at the convention and how crazy it'll be at the convention should they all go in and there's not enough delegates. We're just assuming there's enough delegates. The Ohio deal is pretty important then. If you look at the amount of delegates, does Trump win it or does Kasich win it, has just massive repercussions. And you have these Republicans who are not backing Trump as the nominee. And one of them, he mentions the whole Mitt Romney thing. That's huge. And will that ultimately just as he says, push Trump in that direction. Now, the other interesting thing is, can you imagine, so many of you have talked about this, about the Hillary Clinton deal, should the email debacle actually become too great? Does she have to step aside, which would happen? I mean, doesn't matter. Clintons are Teflon, but there's only so much Teflon to go around. If the FBI is granting immunity to one of the key staff members in the Clinton email deal, then that means, as Bob said, he knows, having gone to prison in the Jack Abramoff deal, that that's not good. That means somebody's going to say something, but what are they going to say? They're worried. They're getting squeezed. They what? We don't know the details of that. It makes it tougher for her. Does it mean she's out? No, because we still don't know those finite details. That's why the FBI is being very careful how they're playing this, because they're not going to level charges at her unless they've got enough hardcore information to make it stick. Because you think Clinton, especially, much different from the Republicans, she's got over 1,000 delegates. You need 2,383. Sanders has 424. So she is a heck of a lot closer and seems to be on that right slide where she'll get them. As for the Republicans, Trump has 319. Cruz, you know, they vary depending on how you add them up. But let's just say basically Trump has 319. Cruz, 226. They need 1,237. So to Bob's point, you don't have enough delegates. That makes it different when you get to the convention. And I mentioned the Chris Christie thing to Bob. And Chris Christie, he says, well, that's perfect. He'll be the AG. He's maneuvering for a position with the Trump people should Trump get elected. There's this hashtag, and I think I briefly mentioned it the other show, but it's hashtag Free Chris Christie, and it started trending on Twitter with the governor standing behind Trump on Tuesday during his victory, making fun of what looked like some sort of panic on his face. It was very, very strange. There are different things that were posted about it, and funny things, too, where people wrote, what have I done? Dear God, what have I done? Meaning, what is Chris Christie thinking in his head? And what he's thinking is exactly what Bob said. This is supporting him because of what's going to happen in the future, or could happen. Remember, Chris Christie once slammed Trump as the entertainer-in-chief, but he eventually drops out of the race and endorses him. This is what happens. It's called political optimism, thinking he gets it, I'm in, and I can maybe be the attorney general or some other position in a Trump cabinet. And I think Bob was right when he said this is something that will be studied in classes and college classes for a long time to come, because it's so crazy. It's such an odd election. There are signs that point in one direction and signs that point in another direction, and there are still so many unknowns. So will a lot of Republicans just rally behind Cruz? Is that the best strategy against Trump? Maybe, but that's why we're seeing that. And as you look at the spending, the anti-Trump groups are on a blitz of spending a ton of money slamming Trump in Florida. This is what's happening. And that's an important state. The American Future Fund, which is a large nonprofit group that opposes Trump, is already running $1.75 million in ads in some of the big Florida markets. They know that this is the next stomping grounds. And there are a lot of groups, like, for example, the Club for Gross Political Action, PAC, announced $1.5 million, and they've got ad buys that start Thursday. Then you've got the Pro Rubio Conservative Solutions Pack. They've already totaled $10 million, and ads are powerful. Ads are powerful for people who are watching tube over and over again, and they're seeing them getting hit in the face with them. And when they're thinking of going to go out to the primaries, what's the last thing they're thinking about? Yeah. Interesting stuff. Fascinating. Stay with us. I'm hopping the fence. Hop with me.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, Order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tonight from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. He just perhaps had his last bowl of cereal for the evening. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Remember those days when you used to stay up late and eat Captain Crunch? Did you ever do that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then the next morning I ate hot dogs and mac and cheese that had been left out all night long in college. Yes.
That sounds so familiar. Cold pizza, never better.
Right.
Hilarious. Right. Well, there's probably some cold pizza and bad cereal on the road when you're campaigning, and you know what it's like to campaign. But
sure
presidential
is.
Style, it is just absolutely insane. Are you surprised by, let's start with the Republicans, by what happened? Trump, of course, gets the majority of the states, but Ted Cruz hung in there with a couple of them, and Marco Rubio ends up with one. So do you think Rubio and Cruz still stay in this for a while?
Oh, I think Rubio is toast in about 4 days if there's one factor. Now, he won Minnesota, but, you know, Rubio went out there, and of course people are debating this now, Kate. Well, no, him being a wise guy worked for him, and no, it didn't work for him. Bottom line is he kind of carried it overboard. He tried to be Trump, and he was more sort of Don Rickles, and it just went off course. I really honestly think that because he won one state, and Texas, he didn't get to the 20% in order to get any delegates. He did that in a couple of states. So I think Rubio was the big loser tonight. Now, why I say in 4 days? The last time I looked, it was 39-18 Donald Trump over him in Florida. If that doesn't change, because, you know, the 15th is the Florida. But if it doesn't change about 5 or 6 days and it stays hideous like that, what do you do? Do you lose your home state, go in, lose your home state, and then say, now it's on to California? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, how can you do that?
I can't imagine. I still think, I don't know, there's some time. I just think he's on a thin thread. Cruz, did okay. Bernie Sanders won, I thought interesting. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, Bernie Sanders lost this and that, but Bernie Sanders won four states.
Yeah, he won four states. So what does that mean for him? I mean, he's still not mathematically eliminated.
Oh, no. Here's what I said today and tonight about Bernie Sanders. You know, he's got some delegates now. He's got, I think, about, 325 out of this, and Hillary had 527, clear winner. But I don't care if he never wins another delegate. Bernie Sanders will probably raise $4 million in the next 48 hours from individuals. Bernie Sanders is going to Philadelphia. I don't care if Hillary gets over the mark. He's going to Philadelphia to that convention. This is about an issue, and he's got millions of people behind him. He's just not going to pick up like some of the Republicans saying, well, I'm done. It's not going to happen.
So he goes to the convention. What can he really do, though, if mathematically she has more delegates? Can he cause some trouble?
Well, what he can do, because this will be about an issue, and that's what it is with, you know, Bernie. I've known him 11 years. I served on the committee with him, and what it's going to be about is that he will make Hillary go to the left by going into the convention. It's not like he quits now and Hillary gets to all of a sudden go a little to the middle, a little to the right. If he hangs into that convention, it's not to irritate her. It's to make issues that he cares about and his people care about come to the forefront. They'll have to yield to him. I mean, they need him.
Wow. Yeah, and so that says something that all those supporters then will get kind of their payoff, I guess, in a sense.
Right. See, it's not like, you know, this week Rubio drops out. Bernie Sanders, he will hang in to the very end. I really predict this. I just can't imagine he will drop out under any circumstances. Plus, he has $42 million right now.
Right, so why would he do that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes no sense.
But the rest of them, you know, if Rubio's losing to, you know, Florida, then John Kasich has to win Ohio. He has to. But there's no question. Look, Trump ran the thing. Now, tomorrow they're starting a PAC called Principal PAC. And it's, remember Whitman? She was the governor in
New
Jersey?
Yeah.
She's starting it, and its whole theory is to destroy Trump. Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, is having hives. I think the Republicans better, you know, take a chill pill. They're going to destroy themselves. Trump will win, and then they'll lose the Senate.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're disrupting themselves internally. I mean, they're having a fit and already denouncing Trump, and they won't, you know, support him. And they asked him to sign that pledge, and now they're kind of doing reverse of what they asked him.
That's hilarious. How about the story about Bill Clinton hanging out at one of the polling places for 45 minutes, taking pictures, drinking a cup of coffee, buying a cup of coffee, shaking hands, just skating that thin line? He didn't actually, I guess, violate election laws, but boy, he made some people nervous in the Democratic Party, right?
Well, yeah, and I was watching, and why the Clintons let this be announced today is beyond me, honestly. They were announcing their playbook against Trump today. And Bill's going to do this, he's going to attack him, and it's going to be Bill and Hillary, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, just get your issues out there and stop it. This is the most surreal, bizarre election I've seen in my lifetime.
It is, isn't it? This is not at all what I would have thought would have happened a year ago when we were talking about it, and Trump is part of that, but just everything else, it's just a wild circus.
It's sort of like Saturday Night Live 2016. I mean, there's twists and turns in this whole thing that just continuously never end. And the pundits come on and say, Bernie Sanders is a, you know, two-state guy, and he's done, and there he is. And Donald Trump, he's done, and no, he's not. And it takes twists and turns the entire path. This is there's a lot to go on this entire election.
Yeah, do you think we're going to see record turnouts, though? It's always disappointing to me to see how few people vote.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be record turnouts for the primaries. Now, I don't know about the general. People are starting to kind of take a foothold. They're getting disgusted with Hillary or Bernie or whoever. You know, they're Trump, all of them. But something happened, and I really don't want to speculate. I've got my own idea. But 20,000 Democratic people switched Republican in Massachusetts tonight.
Yeah, I saw
20,000.
Yeah.
Now, My friends are saying it's a concerted plot to go vote for Trump because they know Hillary will beat him. I don't know that anybody's that organized. I think this is sort of like very, very unhappy people. And they're just, they've switched because they're going towards the guy that's yelling the loudest, which is Trump. That's what I think has happened here. You know?
So that's
it makes turnout. The one thing that can hurt in the fall on the Democratic side, if this turnout, if Trump turns people out, it's going to be about turnout. Now, the question is, do they get fearful enough of Trump if he's the nominee? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to run yet, but I think turnout's going to be the highest in a long time.
Really? You think it's going to be the highest that we've seen in a long time?
I think so, because right now, you know, New Hampshire broke records. They ran out of ballots in Texas. I haven't seen all the numbers yet, but I'll bet you that this was a pretty high turnout. And I think that primaries are of interest. And then, of course, who knows when it's a one-on-one what's going to happen here, but... if everybody gets angry enough on both sides, I guess they run to the polls.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great, though, to see a record turnout? I'd love it.
Sure. I think it's healthy. A friend of mine tonight, amongst the fray of all of my other friends, because I have all these eclectic friends arguing with each other from every walk of life on my Facebook, and my one friend from Florida is like, hey, at least everybody's voting. The other's like, shut up. But he was out there saying, hey, everybody's voting. This is good democracy, which is true.
Good democracy. Yeah, it is good democracy when that happens. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it's interesting, you know, Bob was talking about there trying to figure out now what happens next. He's right about Bernie Sanders, despite stories that say, oh, well, Sanders, there's no way he'll, you know, why would he stick around in this? But I think... that I think they're wrong about that. I think that he does. I think he's right to force the issue. And the issue is what? The issue is the agenda. What the issues are. What the issues are that Bernie Sanders has been pushing and talking about. And he said it so well because it's the push to the left that she won't be able to nudge away. She'll have to address it. If he's at the convention and he has that much of a groundswell, then it cannot be ignored. All right, we're talking more about the primaries. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to eight times faster. You could replace four of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive.
It's time for the mailbag. You gotta dig that. Yes, once again, overflowing as usual. The good news is that you respond to the mail. There is no question about that. And I love it. So let's take our first one. First one is this one from Ron, who says, Kate, whoa, blow me down. Chris Christie. What a traitor. What a Benedict Arnold. What is the scoop? Chris Christie runs for president, takes chunks out of Donald Trump, as he should have, on the stage. And then he's standing behind him at a press conference. What was that about? It looks so strange. While some of the Republicans are pushing anti-Trump, I guess he's trying to suck up to the guy who could be president. So after a big Super Tuesday extravaganza where he cleared the board almost, then you've got Chris Christie standing right smack behind him. What is the deal with that? Is he hoping to be in the cabinet? I don't get it. He looks so strange on his face. It looked almost uncomfortable. If you could have a little bubble above his head, what do you think it would say? Man, what am I doing here? Let's go grab a cheesesteak. I thought it was so odd, too. I did. That he's, I mean, why is he standing behind him? What was the significance of that to be, have solidarity with him? That's what I'm thinking, right? But who cares? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why was he there? Chris Christie, he shows up in the weirdest places. He has that awful picture of himself where his pants are pulled all the way up, like above his belly, when he's got a baseball, you know, slacks on and a top. It was so odd. A uni, basically. It was a uni. And then he is spotted in Jerry Jones' box. Remember that? The year before. And there were all those jokes about it. And then, I mean, whatever happened on that bridge deal, I don't know. It's like has Christie lost his mind? I like some of the things Chris Christie actually says, but I guess he's trying to stay relevant. It doesn't make any sense. All right, how about this one? This one is from Ryan. It's a night of ours. Kate, man, oh man, you would not believe what is happening in Los Angeles. There is a crazy story that I came across, and there were these things that they were doing called raves, and because of some of the problems of a couple of women dying of drug overdoses at a rave concert, the county fair in LA says, we're not going to host any more raves this year. We're not looking to host electronic dance music concerts or related events. I'm stunned. You would not believe, and I know you're not in Los Angeles for all the people listening. These are the big things. Drugs. Crowd. But for those of us who just like to dance, what a bummer. Yeah, what a bummer. Except for that, it's a drug nest, and that's the problem. If two people die of an overdose, no, they're going to cancel it. So they can't do it. I mean, they might not have any. They're saying we don't even want to have any more ever. And it used to be very, very popular. In fact, it is very, very popular. But they don't want to see that. They don't want to have that. It's been a major problem at electronic dance festivals, period. Because they use ecstasy and other drugs that are close to whatever the rave experiences are. Here's an example. Last summer, I guess, almost 50 people at the Hard Summer Music Festival had to be put in an ambulance and carted off. That is crazy. That's unusual. I mean, how many concerts did you go to where you saw 50 people being hauled off? You didn't. So they don't want problems with that. I mean, if I'm the board of supervisors, I'm saying no way. What money are we raking in and what are we losing? I mean, raves stopped being held at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum and that whole sports arena 4 years ago after a 15-year-old girl went to a rave and then died of an ecstasy overdose. It just seems to me, I mean, look, if people were going to get high on rave dances and the electronic music, but it is just a hornet's nest for drugs. So if I was running any of those venues, forget it. I would agree with Los Angeles. Don't hold them. Go someplace else. Do something different. But I wouldn't want that on my head. And they found two people dead. So it was not good. It was definitely not good. I'm moving along this one from Glenn. Kate, I am so glad to take a break for a moment and take a breath and be out of talking about politics. I find myself very weary when I talk about politics. I don't know about you. I agree that we should all vote. I agree we should be involved. I agree you should know what's happening. But at some point, we need to stop the conversation. Have you ever been around people who will talk about nothing else? I have, and it's infuriating. It's numbing. You don't even know what they're saying anymore because they're frothing at the mouth, and you're not. Is it me? Am I just not interested enough in the election, or are these people just lunatics? I like that little jab at the end. Are they just lunatics? What's that about? I would say that it is weary. I mean, you just grow weary of it. I would have to agree, but I do agree that you don't get so weary that you don't vote. Don't be dissuaded from the voting process. Definitely not. Because, as I'm fond of saying, if you want to complain, go and vote. Go and vote. Let your vote be heard. Don't sit on the sidelines. Then you can complain all you want. But don't sit on the sidelines. Don't do it. Don't do it. Here's another one. Here's another another email that we've gotten from Aaron, who says, Kate, I don't know if you're following this or not, but did you know that Carson is out and he's skipping the debate? Do you think it's smart of him? Should he have stayed in? Are you kidding? He wasn't getting any numbers. I just went over that. I would say he's doubly smart. Get out now before it's too late. I mean, yeah, don't stay in this thing. Are you kidding? Get out. Absolutely. Otherwise, you just bleed money, time, and everything else that entails. So here's the deal. The Erin Andrews stalker case is going on, and she's suing the Marriott for $75 million. So they put a stalker, or they put an expert on to talk about it, and the expert said the stalker is a terrorist. So there was all kinds of testimony happening about the hotel staff and whether they violated standards in 2008 when a man altered the peephole to her room and recorded her nude at the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt University. I think it's creepy. So $75 million lawsuit, they need to pay it. I think she keeps on bringing it. I mean, this is a long trial. They've had 7 days so far. 7 days. You know, it's so strange. The start of the seventh day was delayed because of the allegations that came up on Twitter that Neil Peskind, an employee of West End Hotel Partners, was watching the nude video before dinner the night before. The woman who tweeted the allegation, though, took down her post and hasn't responded to tweets from anybody, including some reporters who saw it. So what happens here, I don't know. I think clearly he stalked her. I think clearly they gave him information. So how negligent is the hotel? Why did they give out her room number? What a stupid thing to do, but maybe he tricked them. And they just believed. I mean, how many people picking up the phone at the front desk when it's busy are not asking the right questions? And really anything can happen. And that's frightening, which is why the rest of us mere mortals, and maybe some of you rock stars out there, actually sometimes do assume names. Because you think, there is that little tiny bit of a chance not to be paranoid. And if she had done that, I mean, he wouldn't have, maybe, because he still could have ended up with it, but maybe not have the room right next to hers. And it is creepy and sick and twisted, because who would want to be on the internet that way? And it was everywhere. She's right, it was humiliating. It was everywhere. It followed her, it came with her, it was on everybody's mind. All right, you know what to do. If you have some thoughts on the show, man, you can ship them to me. It's Piece of Cake. Piece of Cake. AmericaTonight.net.
Yeah. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Of Yes We Can Count. Lots of ways to count, lots of numbers out there. It is results season after all. To me, my favorite number that just came up is Scott Kelly. This guy is a dude. He's such a dude that after 340 days in space, he wants to go back up. Oh, I love it. He is like the true Martian guy. He's awesome. 340 days in space. Can you imagine what that would be like? Astronaut food? You know, it's interesting. NASA says Scott Kelly is 2 inches taller after spending a year in space. So he's going to reunite with his brother in Houston, who was also an astronaut, as you know. Or maybe you don't know the story. But it's so cool. Mark Kelly volunteered to take part in NASA's twin study with his brother. They want to see how the identical twins measure up after a year in two very different environments, Scott in space, Mark on Earth. So after 340 days, longest of any U.S. astronaut that they've been up there in space, so now he has to get reacquainted with the planet. Wow, that would just be... What would that be like? You miss an entire year. Could be good in one way, right? What I think is cool, and you may disagree or not, coming back in, when you come back into Earth, you're on your way home, he like tweeted out a picture of Norway. A photo of a sunset that he glimpsed in Norway. I mean, just so many cool things that took place from above, the view from above. But that is a long time. And like, what would be the first thing you'd do? Like, go grub somewhere, like he's a favorite eatery. That sounds so silly. But something that he, you know, go see the beach, be in, have his feet in the sand. I don't know. But I guarantee there's something. I don't know that he was asked that question, but I guarantee there is something that he would love to do immediately because he missed it. And I kudos to him. What would that be like to forego that much time? And, you know, with the entry thing, and that's not how astronauts think, you never know. You never, ever, ever know. All right, odds that Donald Trump will get the nomination for the Republicans. One guy crunched the numbers. You want to know what the numbers are? 75% chance. That's pretty darn high. Now, who did that? The guy who did it is a guy who, his name is Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union. It's the group that hosts the influential Conservative Political Action Conference that opened Wednesday in Maryland and features all kinds of appearances by the Republican candidates. He says Trump has really caught on this political movement in this country, and this is the movement out there. This movement is anti fat cats and big wigs and rich folks and DC insiders. So he places the odds at 75%. 75%. Forget the rest. Now, he says there is still, of course, a possibility there'll be a contested Republican convention with no candidate arriving with majority of delegates, but I would dismiss that idea rather quickly. I don't think we're going to see that. Maybe if we talked about that back in November and said, oh, that's probably what we're going to see. I think it's pretty clear the way people are moving. I do. I don't think there's any doubt as to who gets this nomination, barring some strange incident. But I would say unlikely. Let's put it that way. Highly unlikely that it's somebody else. All right, let's talk about another number. It's always so hard to say goodbye, isn't it? I didn't realize that this guy was bitter. I have a saying, and you can borrow this saying. If things are really infuriating you, you have crummy people around you at your job, you have something else going on that's just laying you out, just remember, better, not bitter. Apparently, that's the word that's being used to describe Tom Coughlin, that he's bitter about getting ousted from the New York Giants as the head coach. And I guess that, you know, what happened was that he was on Jay Moore's show. You know, the comedian does a show on Fox Sports Radio. And he resigned as the head coach back in January. And he was asked, you know, do you agree with the move? And he says, you know, it's not a good word. I don't like the word former, but it's the way it is. And also, you know, did he snub John Mara at his final press conference? Because he just left and didn't hang around to answer questions. And Tom Coughlin says, I did not snub him, if that's what the insinuation is. That's how I leave press conferences. I just turn my shoulder and I do the duck and cover move. We're supposed to believe that. I don't know about that. You know, here's the thing. Eli Manning was even so emotional when Tom Coughlin bolted. And you got to think about the two Super Bowls because, and that's your number, he did win two Super Bowls, but, you know, you start to have problems. You have a short leash, and he had a long career with the Giants. You don't get much rope these days. You just don't. You either make it happen or they push you out. That's the hard, cold facts of being involved in football these days. Because it's win or go home. Win or go home. And if you have to do the go home thing, the person who owns the team is never really completely thrilled about that. They're not thrilled. Because they don't want to see that happen. All right, let's move on to yet another number. This one has to do with this crazy story. You might have seen it, or you know, maybe you haven't seen it. But the looking at beyond politics of the day. And going to, for a second, health, scientists have developed a brain scan to diagnose Alzheimer's. If you notice, it seems like, or it feels like, every third person knows somebody that has Alzheimer's. There's a lot of sad stories out there. They think it's possible to spot when Alzheimer's emerges through brain scans. So what does this ultimately mean? What are the ways to discover it? For patients who are still alive, doctors use special cognitive tests that monitors memory and everyday skills like washing and dressing. But now they're saying these brain scans can pick it up in much earlier times. So researchers at the University of California have proven that it is possible, if it is possible, to spot the plaque and the protein that tangles, which causes the disease, and pinpoint the movement that triggers Alzheimer's disease. What could they do about it? They could track it, and maybe they could tell the people at the risk for the condition what they could do. Mild memory problems. Telling other people with mild memory problems they don't have it. So I'm going to say it could be a big leap forward. James Pickett, who's the doctor, head of research at the Alzheimer's Society, says it can take months, there's your timeline, sometimes years for some people to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And a definitive way to diagnose the disease would be a huge leap forward. I agree with that. So that you can realize where you're going. Brain scans have really uncovered some pretty darn amazing things. Another edition of We Can Count. It's a wrap, folks. Hats off to Nathan and all of you for listening to America Tonight. Do you feel like a chainsaw? Practically ignored. One of many stealers. It's a ramble. You're invisible, but you're empty. Holding out your heart to people who never really care how you are. But you may call me empty.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.